Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening, and thank you for joining me. Today is Tuesday, October 10, 2017. I am Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot Online Radio. It is 9 p.m. Pacific Standard, 10 p.m. if you are Mountain Time. I am broadcasting from beautiful Colorado, the Denver area to be specific. We are on the air thanks and courtesy to the New Age Guild's Spirit Talk Radio. So thank you for making it happen. I want to get to the essentials so we have that out of the way and we can get to the good stuff. We've got a packed hour. Unfortunately, that's the amount of time I have with you. And fortunately, that's the amount of time I have with you. So first and foremost, you guys, I would love for you to call in with any questions. Nothing is too personal, nothing is too private, nothing is too awkward, nothing is too radical. So call in with questions regarding life, love, career, general questions. I'm happy to support you. That's why I'm here. It's what I do, and it really fills me up when I get to do so. That number, so you can call in, is 323-642-1207. And for some reason, if you are unable to call in, we appreciate the fact that some of you are listening while you're working. You can certainly post on Facebook, and you can find us on Facebook at New Age Guild, NEWAGEGUILD. And for some reason, if you're unable to catch up with us during the hour, you can reach me separately at 234-97-TAROT. That's 234-97-TAROT. And for those of you that are a little more old-fashioned, maybe you've got that rotary phone, we're 234-978-2768. You can also find me online at ihearTarot.com and the same thing on Facebook, ihearTarot. When you call in, please share with us your name and from where you're calling. These days, it's all about unity, but there's nothing wrong with representing from where you are and from where you're calling. So don't hesitate and please do share with us. If you're calling from California, we've had callers from Canada, and we've had callers from Jersey. So please share with us from where you're calling and your name and just give us a moment to make sure that we're connected so then we can move right ahead to your question. I want to make sure that we get to as many callers as we can in this hour. So I'm going to put, I hate to say this, but probably put about a 5-minute time limit on our call. And that's just to make sure we're moving and trending ahead with reaching everyone that's calling in. If we've got more time and less calls, then I'm certainly happy and fortunate to be able to expand on the reading. But I realized and experienced after our first few shows that I'm not reaching as many of you as I can, and that's what I'd like to do. Speaking of which, this is our 6th show. Thank you so much for joining and supporting. It wouldn't be our 6th show without you. So thank you for being here. And that being said, I'm going to move ahead and share with you what we have on the board for tonight. I'm going to make this brief because it looks like we've got a few callers already lined up. And as I mentioned, this is about you guys and your questions and providing you the insight. So briefly, so I can share with you what you can expect for the hour, we're going to look at our monthly reading, We're picking up from where we left off last week. We'll be discussing our nine of rods. Moving ahead, we're also going to talk about our card of the day, which is pretty solid. Our card of the week, this will give you some insight. And we're going to talk about Jupiter being in Scorpio. This is also insightful and so interesting, jives with our card of the day, card of the week, and of course, cards of the month. And I like to cover this so you guys can see where all the connections happen. And I also do this to reassure you and honestly myself, believe in what it is you're doing. Believe in your intuition. Believe in what the cards are saying to you. Believe in your questions, how you're wording them, to whom you're presenting them. It doesn't matter if you're the card reader. It doesn't matter if you're on the other side of the table. It is both of you and your energy and your belief that makes the card and the intuition and the energy and the information and insight flow. It can't happen with just one person. And so I love sharing all this information with you so you yourself can see how it works. And it's not up to me to prove to you or make you, in quotes, understand it. It's you two want it, you decide, and it comes to you when it connects. And then we're going to move ahead to any other, of course, calls that we have coming in. We're going to discuss our postcards from Spirit. We have one already standing by for us that we get to hear about. And before I move into our calls, I want to say and offer and ask you to join me in just a moment of sending light and love to those in Northern California who are dealing with these unexpected fires. They've been displaced. They're uncertain of what to do. Of course, this is no different than what's going on in the rest of the world. And this is only our sixth show, but I feel like we've had a moment of silence for at least half our airings because we have so much going on in the world, and we can talk about that a little bit later. And I also just want to take a moment to include in those prayers and intentions of light and love those who are in the path of Hurricane Nate. So just take a moment, you all, to send our positive energy and support and love to those in Northern California and to those in the path of Hurricane Nate. Thank you. It is now 9:07 Pacific and 10:07 Mountain. I'd like to move ahead with our first caller if we have you on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Well, we were just talking about you. Thank you for calling in. How can I help?
Well, I would like a reading. I am looking for another contract or job, permanent job even, and I was contacted by somebody by the name of Chris, and I'm supposed to have a follow-up interview, and that hasn't happened yet. I'm waiting for an email from, I guess, from the administration assistant, and they're going to schedule an interview for me. And then tomorrow I have a phone interview for another position. And I was wondering if you see me getting either of those positions or something completely different.
Okay, so we are looking at, so you're asking me if the two irons in the fire, so to speak, that you have right now, if those are going to pan out for you or if something else unexpected is going to surface. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes.
Okay. So let's look at this. I just want to make sure I'm clear when we ask the cards. Okay. Okay. So I'm just getting clear here on Oh, okay. Wow. So what's coming through for you is you have energy, or there is energy on the two jobs that are the two potential jobs we have in front, right? And so it's not that there's anything wrong with them. These are great. What I'm getting from the cards, these are definitely opportunity. And it actually would all happen at a really nice time. We know what to expect. We know how it's going to look. And we're kind of ready to dive back into that comfort zone, so to speak. That's one of the things I'm getting from the two jobs that are pending. For the more unexpected, unplanned, or unprepared for, the cards are indicating a different kind of energy. And I can't quite tell, Laura, if it's an excitement or if it's pizzazz that we're looking for, but it's almost like the cards are saying, in an interesting way, they're saying, we want something different. We want something unexpected. We want that spark to be ignited. We want that energy, that shift to happen for us. And we know we can get that with the more unexpected. It's like almost like the cards are saying, our universe is saying, you know, you need an extra push to really exert, to really expand, to really spread your wings and jump out of that nest. And that's what I'm getting. So to answer your question, yes, I'm seeing something happening with these two potential jobs that we have in front of us. And I see that being more about comfort and security. For the second option, for the more unexpected aspect, I'm seeing that to have more energy, excitement, and a rejuvenation around it. And still also being close to home and having all the elements. And I know you were discussing contract or permanent work. But for some reason, this one, the second job, the more unexpected job, ties into your home and ties into your creativity and ties in with you in a different way. And I can't quite see why that is. But there's positive spins on both your options. It just seems like from the cards, the second option just has more energy, more excitement, more fulfillment, and more adventure, if that makes sense, which is kind of funny to say regarding a job. But there's definitely a different kind of energy.
So when you say the second option, so right now I have two possibilities. One was with this guy named Chris, and one is with a woman named Holly. They're kind of like the go-betweens for the job, I guess, the recruiters, as you will. And those are both permanent jobs. There is another contract opportunity that a couple contract opportunities that I submitted for as well. I'm in the process of trying to get a home, and closing would be around February, but it all hinges on me going from a 1099 to a W-2. That's why it's so, the timing is so critical that I get a W-2 status. And then the home is in amongst nature, and that's very important to me. So it might have something to do with my spiritualism. I do Reiki, you know, stuff like that. So that might be what you're picking up.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. The moment you mentioned nature, we're looking at our Nine of Pentacles, and this card is about being in tune with nature, getting to be your connected self with animal and energy, and also being successful in the material world. So I am so glad you shared that, because home is very prominent. We're seeing our Nine of Pentacles, our Six of Cups, and our Four of Rods, and these are all about home. So, and we're looking at our Fool card, which is all about kind of taking that leap. So I hate to cut this reading off, but I did commit to moving ahead so we could reach all of our callers. But there is something there. There is some energy there. And it sounds like you're already tuned in and even getting grounded and knowing that you need to be grounded. And it's possible that this, you know, these jobs with, you know, Chris, and maybe it's not the best thing right now, and your intuitive self already knows that, which is why we're pushing forward to that home. So maybe we can take this up offline. You can always call me 234-97-TAROT or find me at ihearTarot.com so we can pick this up and get in depth, because it sounds like you're connecting all of your energies right now.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
Yeah, thank you, Laura. Talk to you soon. Take care.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, you know, I have to share with you all that this is, it's because I love and am a reader. It is difficult for me to break off a conversation like that when she was so open and connected to what was coming through in the cards. And here she is talking about career, and her cards are representing home life and abundance. And she's able to share with me that that's a factor in what she's got going on. So this is just a beautiful example of in the magic of how these cards work and being a tarot card reader works. So it was difficult for me to cut off that call because we really could have gotten deeper and understood and have more insight at that moment. But I committed to moving ahead so I can reach you all. So if we have another caller, it would be great to connect with you right now. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. My name's Angela. Hi. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hey, Angela.
Goodness.
Thank you for calling in. How can I help?
Well, you know, Scorpio came into Jupiter at 9:20 this morning. I'm still waiting for it to happen. I have a question about either work or relationship, whichever one comes through stronger.
Okay.
Does that work? Or?
Okay. It does. Okay, so let's look at this. So one of your questions is about work, and one of your questions is about, you said, relationship?
Right, whichever one comes through stronger.
Okay.
I'm pretty open.
Okay, so let's... So let's take a look at this because, Angelo, the moment you said that, you're like, whatever comes through, our Ace of Swords, like, literally jumped out of the deck. And so this is a deck of 78 cards. And so our Ace of Swords, so that is so you. They're already saying she is, like, to the point, this is what we're doing. So I love it. The energy in the cards is very tapped into you. So let's say, okay, so it looks like they want to talk about career. But I'm going to walk you through the cards because I want to make sure that I'm not judging this and this is actually the topic
sure.
that the cards are sharing with us. So for those of you that might be wondering, I'm using the Universal Weight deck, which is a lot like the Rider-Waite deck. The color scheme is really the most different. So when I share these, if you are interested in looking at the images, we are looking... Angela, at the Ace of Swords, the Two of Pentacles, the Nine of Swords, the Five of Swords, and then the Moon, which is our major arcana. So when we're looking at swords and we're looking at pentacles, swords usually have to do with mentality, energy. Sometimes it can be head noise, our thoughts. Pentacles usually has to do with income, finances, career, our material world. And then our major arcana has to do with those things that we can't see necessarily. And so I'm going to walk through these because it seems like they're all pretty tied in. I'm going to start back with the moon because this card, what I'm getting is it's time to talk about things. It's time to put things on the table. It's time, not even for a reality check, but let's just get real and let's just be real here. That's one of the things that's coming through with the moon. It's also talking about opportunity. And our Two of Pentacles talks about opportunity. It's also, let me see, for you, because what I'm getting for you, Angela, is that you not only do you have a plan B, but you've got like a plan F. Like there's no end to the spectrum of what you can create and what you're prepared for, right? And so, so that's what's coming through for me. So, what really gets my attention is looking at the Nine of Swords and the Five of Swords. The Nine of Swords is something sticks, something is sticking, and you don't have closure on it. And what I'm getting for you is that's not usual. We can usually work through things or come to peace with things. And so the Nine of Swords, sitting especially next to the Five of Swords, which is also about making decisions that either may feel rash or may feel good at the time but don't end up being the best decision at the time, is appearing here too. So next to the Ace of Swords. So So what's coming through is maybe trying to make the best of a situation, or deciding to jump ship, or even maybe having an opportunity in front of us and deciding if it's we want to stay or not. So you're asking me what to do, what's going to happen next. Is that what I hear you, or what I'm getting you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, so now that we have the situation outlined, let me see if they want to share with me really next steps, because what I'm getting at this point is you've kind of mulled through all the options, and so you don't need me to share with you. Okay, so let me see. What came up first is our Queen of Cups, or Three of Rods, and then the World. And so, okay, you know what's coming up, Angela, is there's a lot of energy, a lot of mental energy on the situation and the next steps. We're seeing a lot of emotion. We're seeing a lot of fire and passion in what it is we want to create, and we're seeing completion. So I'm not telling you what to do necessarily, but if there's an option where you're deciding if you're in or you're out, the cards are just suggesting that you follow your emotion, follow the energy, and follow, you know, you're on a path, and you're on a pretty, what I'm trying to say is a pretty projected path. And so the biggest thing that stands out for me is the World, which is 21 of our major arcana, and that's all about completion and starting anew. And so I don't know how that looks for you or what that looks, but the cards are talking about, I don't know, what I get for you is moving so fluidly and forcefully that you don't have to think about it. And when I see all these thinking cards or cards that have to do with mental energy, I'm not getting that for you. I'm getting that you move just based on energy,
like
feel,
action.
And flow. I'm sorry?
Like action moves rather than
yes.
just plot
yes.
and...
Yes.
What do I
exactly.
do next?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so what I'm trying to illustrate, that's exactly it, is the differentiation between the two. And so if it's about making a decision, the cards are just saying recognize how you do things. And if this isn't how you do things, that's something that you get to look at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I will say that Nine of Swords usually means female problems or problems. I have lupus. That's usually
okay.
what that means for me,
okay.
which I've been
that's
worried
it.
About. So,
thank you for sharing that.
But
that's
thank you
awesome.
So much.
You're
I know
welcome.
You got people
thank
waiting,
you.
So I don't
I
want
do,
to take
Angela,
the time
thank
away.
Thank you so much.
I really
I
enjoyed it,
that.
By the way. It was really good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I want to share with you all, and this is wonderful that Angela brought it up. She identified the Nine of Swords, and even though she heard me include it in the reading and how it appeared, she was able to recognize when this card appears for her and what it means. And so it could be for her something is flaring up. It could be for her, as she mentioned, that she's been concerned about it. And this could be tied into her question. And so it was just wonderful, again, the communication, and this goes for anybody when you're reading for them or when you're starting to read cards. This is just a great, again, illustration of how she can easily identify this. We can take it out of the running, in quotes, and look at the other cards around her. So this is really helpful. And for her to know and be aware is especially helpful when she's reading and when she's having her cards read for her. I also want to take a moment to let you know that if you like my Facebook page at I Hear Tarot, or you follow, and why not follow both, at New Age Guild, you get to know what's happening before it happens. There's nothing wrong with that. And you get to be privy to the cards of the day, the cards of the week, cards of the month. Again, this gives you some insight. If you are learning for the first time, if you're practicing for the longest time, it's just insightful for you to have these at your fingertips as we're talking. So I am always happy to share with you what I know and what I'm learning. It's one of my favorite things to do is I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to share with you what I know. I'm happy to hear from you and your experiences and feedback. And I'm also happy to share with you the journey as I am learning along the way. So just to take a quick moment, we are at 9:25 Pacific, 10:25 Mountain. I am asking you to call me. Call me with questions regarding life, love, career. Just as Angela did, she said, I'm open. What do the cards want to share with me? Laura was specific about what she wanted to know and was open to getting more specific later on, knowing that, you know, 5 minutes is not the longest amount of time to gain insight. And so for those of you that are going to readers or that are readers, a lot of people talk about, I'm just doing this, you know, on the side and I don't really know. And have faith in yourself because it takes longer than 5 minutes to see what's coming through. It really does. And so even for me, when I practice professionally, I always suggest and indicate 15 minutes is a minimum because we have to get a solid footing, grounding understanding of what Spirit's trying to share. And in case you didn't notice, Spirit isn't exactly sitting right there in person form communicating with us. So I encourage you to trust yourself, trust your intuition, and even if you can't produce an answer on a moment's notice, know that that's normal and it's expected. And if you're sitting across the way, to be understanding to that. Again, it is 9:27. Call in numbers. Please call 323-642-1207. For those of you that can't reach during this last half hour, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. 234-97-TAROT. And just to give you a little more incentive to reach out to me, when you call to schedule an appointment for a reading, we can do it by Skype, we can do it by FaceTime, we can do so by phone. You get a 25% discount, which is pretty significant. I don't care if you say, I heard you on the radio, a friend of mine recommended you, I think it was on Facebook that I saw you. Give me a call, 234-97-TAROT, and you get a 25% discount on your reading. And it's all about what you want to know. And I always say it's yours to know. So moving forward, if we don't have any callers, we are holding for you. But moving forward, let's talk about our monthly reading. So last week we talked about our first card of the monthly reading, which is the Two of Pentacles. And the Two of Pentacles is all about coming to terms, our options, our opportunity, two sides of the coin, and your world versus another world. So it's really interesting. That too is always about the dynamic. And for those of you, again, that are interested in even understanding Tarot, two is about the dynamic. It's in one hand and the other hand. And we get to look at both of these because they're always different. And so that's what that Two of Pentacles is indicating to us. Moving ahead for our cards of the month, we're looking at the Nine of Rods. So we're going from Pentacles, which is all about the physical world, sometimes financial, sometimes career, to our Nine of Rods. And Rods is all about the passion, the fire, the energy, the beingness, the isness, if you will, of our physical world. And so we're jumping right ahead from the either, the or, the reality, the versus, the two sides of the coin, to the Nine of Rods, which is all about sounding out. And again, if you're looking at the Universal Weight Deck or the Rider Weight Deck, it's all about we're sounding out, throwing out that call to see who calls back, to see who returns it. This is all about having established the space around us no matter necessarily if we know what's going on behind us, but calling out and seeing what comes back to us, kind of sussing out the situation. Again, this suit, the Nine of Rods, this card is all about, okay, what's going on around us? What am I accepting? What am I not accepting? What am I defending from? What am I protecting? It's talking about our boundaries, but it's also talking about the transformation, talking about the willingness to step forward. We're coming to terms with ourselves, with our impulses. Again, this is a suit of wands, or rods, depending on how you refer to it. And it is about impulse, energy, creativity, spirit. It's also talking about us taking a step away from habit, changing our habits. This also includes changing our views on things. It's about a difference between being prejudiced, necessarily, having our prejudices, and then the growth from them. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong, and I'm not being prejudiced against the word prejudice. And that's exactly it. It's the growth and the awareness that we're seeing in this card. This card is taking us through one thing at a time. If you look at the card specifically, again, the Rider-Waite deck, it's two hands on this wand, and it's two hands, one hand at a time, one step at a time. This card is also indicating, and this is a really big one, you all, this card is also indicating the struggle with intuition, with being aware, being alert, and our fear. And this is exactly what's happening in the world right now. And I feel like this is the same conversation we have every week. But this is what we're seeing in the cards as well. Tapping into our intuition. I know there's a lot of you out there who have called this. You can tell us why it's happening. You can tell us how long ago you called it. You can tell us how it's going to continue. You can tell us who the players are that's going to be involved. You are already aware of this. And this is such a beautiful card for all of you out there that are listening, that are believers, non-believers, practicing, newly practicing, have been practicing, listeners, open for discussion, haven't made up your mind yet. This card is talking about our struggle with intuition, being on high alert, and then the fear that comes along with it. It's also talking about being attentive, but we are all ready to step forward. We are all ready to move ahead, and that's what this card is also talking about. So really powerful, two cards already coming through for our month of October. Started out with the Two of Pentacles. We'll talk about this. We're open. We're looking at both sides of the coin. We're not totally judging. We're wanting to see what happens, being open to it's time to make the stand. It's time to step forward. Who's with me? Who's crossing that line? Who's not crossing it? And so that, and again, we're going from the Pentacles, which is what's around us, to our rods, which is our intuition, our fire, our passion, our energy. It's who we are. So following this, and we'll continue to discuss throughout the month, we're looking at our Knight of Wands and then finally closing the month of October with our Hanged Man. And I feel like this is the same sentiment that we ended with last month. So again, really interesting to see the trends. If you follow Facebook at I Hear Tarot, I would be greatly appreciative. And follow us at New Age Guild. To see and to revert back, it's great, you know, it's great because you get to track and go back and see what's happened and also see what you're pulling on your end and see what your cards are saying to you. So, guys, I wanted to say it is now 9:34, 10:34 Mountain Time. You can call in with any question that you might have, 323-642-1207. Why don't you go ahead and give Facebook a try and post your question if you happen to have one. I'm happy to answer it. In the meantime, I want to share with you, for those of you that have asked as well, the difference between a tarot card and an oracle card. And so I use both. And I'll be honest with you, I use oracle in addition to my tarot. But the difference is, and the quickest way to express the difference is, Tarot is, there are 78 cards in the Tarot deck, in a standard deck. There are 78 cards. The number of cards in an Oracle deck can vary. I've seen 52, 55, maybe 60. Typically, it's around 50, 52. And I say that because the Tarot deck has not only more cards, but there are also suits in the card. And we have suits that deal with certain elements of life, so to speak. And that is, for example, Pentacles, which has to do with our physical world, finances, income, money. We have Rods or Wands, depending on how you say them. And those have to do with the fire, the passion, the energy, creativity of your life. We have Cups, which most often has to do with emotion and relationship, matters of the heart. And we also have Swords, and that has to do with mental energy. Sometimes I refer to those cards as static because it can cloud our intuition or what we've got going on. Sometimes we fall into that loop. And so our Swords, again, is the mental energy. And then that's the minor arcana. So that's everything we can see. And arcana means secret. For those of you that may not know, arcana means little secret. Our minor arcana means little secret. Major arcana, there are 22 cards in that suit, so to speak. And it starts with zero, the Fool, and ends with 21, which is the World. And so Major Arcana is big secret. And I usually refer to these cards as everything that we cannot see. Sometimes I refer to the Major Arcana as the analogy of when you as a parent, or when you were a child, your parent put their hand behind your back to support you in the direction that you were going. So they didn't necessarily touch you, but they were there in case you fell back, but they were also there almost as if their energy was willing you to move forward in the direction you were going. And that's how I refer to the Major Arcana. It's universe energy supporting you in the direction you're going, or letting you know, this might not be the best idea. And so I'm getting a little more detailed than I wanted to, but that's the difference between the Tarot and the Oracle. Oracle doesn't have as many cards in the deck most often, and they don't have most often suits, and they certainly don't have the major and minor arcana differentiation. So if you're looking for, I usually say, a higher level understanding of what's going on, or even answer in quotes, Oracle is great. Kind of gives you that. Here's what's going on, even gives you some intention and some clarity and some direction on your situation, where the Tarot outlines what's going on around you, usually what's happening currently, what's happening around you that you might not see, influences that you might not see, energies that you might not see, and potential outcome. And so Oracle doesn't necessarily do that. Like I said, Oracle gives you more of a focus and an intention that you can choose to move ahead with, or even a quick insight on what's going on. But the Tarot is more specific on, this is what we're seeing in your potential future. And I say potential future, you all, because time and future, that is whatever we want it to be. So what we say here and now can be completely different. Our calls earlier from Laura and Angela, what we read and saw, could be different than what actually happens, or could be different than what actually happens with a more in-depth reading, which is why I encourage more in-depth readings. But this is what is the easiest way to say the difference is between Tarot and Oracle. I love Tarot because it is specific. If people come to the table and they're like, hey, we're having money concerns and we're seeing Pentacles, let's look at that. You're totally right on. You've got a pulse on the situation. Let's address this. If they come to the table and they say, we've got money issues, and we look at the cards and we're seeing a lot of Cups, then let's look at that, because maybe it's not necessarily money issues. There's some other energy going on here that's creating money issues. And so we get to look at that. Or sometimes people come to the table and they have no idea what's going on. And we lay out the cards and we're seeing a lot of major arcana. And it's like, wow, let's take this step by step, because universe is trying to tell us something and we get to look at it. So again, the difference between Oracle and Tarot is the suits, the number of cards, the level of information, and how in-depth they can get. I'm not suggesting one or the other, just letting you know the difference in my experience between the two. So moving on, it is 20 minutes till the hour, you all. I would love to hear from you. Please do call in. We've got time to talk. We've got time for your questions. I'm here to support. 323-642-1207. So moving ahead until we have, it looks like we do have a caller. Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
Oh, okay. Excellent. Thank you. Hi, my name is Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Catherine. I'm well. How are you? Thank you for calling.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. I was wondering if you could look at a work question for me, please.
Yes. Yes, how
Hello?
Can I help?
Oh, hi. Yes. There's this person, Kevin. He said that he would work with me in the past, and I'm gearing up to start that project soon. And I'm wondering when you think it would be a good time to contact him to say, hey, I'm ready. What do you think? Can we do this?
Okay, so Kevin, you have a relationship with him. He committed to being open to working with you, and now you're at the place where you're ready to work with him. So you're wondering when you should reach out to him?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay. So let's see. I don't want to start presupposing, but I'm guessing that you haven't talked to him for a while.
Right, yes, 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 exactly.
Okay. What's coming through is I've pulled five cards for your question. Three of these are pentacles, and they're all very encouraging. We're looking at a nine of pentacles, a six of pentacles, and an ace. So these are very encouraging regarding work and the project that you've got going on. That's not the question. What those cards are actually indicating to us is like, let's get to it. There's a lot of potential here. There's a lot of goodness that we can have, or goodness to be had from this, right? And when I say goodness, I say that, Catherine, because there is, let me see how to say this. They're saying, this project is a good one, and I guess the way it's coming across, it's a good one for you and a good one for community and a good one for him. Like, it's really, like, it's good stuff, and I'm not saying it and expressing it exactly the way I want to, but it's a nice give-and-take, ebb-and-flow project, right? We're seeing some long-term. We're seeing some energy. Yes. So I guess that's what's coming through. Now, what's interesting is the other two cards that are appearing for us is the Eight of Cups. And the devil. And the devil is a major arcana, and I know that sounds scary when I say it. But let me see what those what's coming through for those, because those are a little out of the spectrum of career. And our other three cards are extremely supportive of it. So with Kevin, I'm gonna work through some questions with you. I know you haven't talked to him for a while. Do you have any energy on the way you two left off?
It was kind of like, when is this happening? I haven't heard from you in a while. type thing. And he's like, you know, should I just like write it off, you know, as a no go, like that's it. And I was like, oh, no, you know, please bear with me. And I really like, I went on to do some other things. I really learned and grew, like, so I'm not, you know, regretful. I don't think, like, it was just wasn't the right time, and I didn't have enough information, you know, on how to proceed. You know, so, like, it wasn't out of malice that I didn't start right away. You know, when I contacted him, I had some people, like, in my circle that were kind of steering me in the wrong direction, and really negative. And, you know, it was good that, you know, that part of the team dissipated. I feel definitely good. So now, like, I just, you know, I grew so much, I believe. So now I feel more ready, you know, to say, like, I'm just going to lead the project myself. And, like, you know, I want you on board, you know, and as active as you possibly can be, you know. And, you know, it wasn't that we had left off bad. I just didn't really have, like, I guess when they say, you know, my legs beneath me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now I kind of,
so thank
you, know,
you for sharing, you know, that. Yes, thank you for sharing that. That's exactly what, with that Eight of Cups is indicating. It's this choice, is that we're not sure, and there's some emotional energy on it, and that's what that card is indicating too. So, and then moving ahead with the Devil, it's very much, what I'm getting for you is the restriction or the inability to move forward, and even the uncertainty of what's moving ahead or what's going to be ahead. And so with respect to that, and so it's great because we know it's the energy that you have on it emotionally, so to speak. But following that Devil card, we're looking at the Ace of Pentacles, which is encouraging us to move forward. So to answer your question, move ahead as soon as you have your reconciliation and you come to terms and come to peace with that kind of like maybe uncomfortable conclusion to the question. But it looks like from what I'm seeing here, that's just par for the course. It's, you know, it's interesting that the cards are saying that actually kind of even had to happen, but we get to move forward and take control. And it's almost like what the cards are saying too, is now we have a different perspective and you come to the table with a different force. And so that's what gets to happen as well. So the cards are saying you're definitely ready. Pick up the phone, give them a call just before you do that. Make sure, like I said, you've made your peace with the situation, and it's almost like, we're moving ahead. It's a non-issue. What happened then? Here's what's going on. It's even more exciting than it used to be. I'm even more ready and determined and forceful.
Oh, I love it. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, beautiful cards. Very encouraging, Catherine. Go for it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you. Thank you. God
Welcome.
Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye. All right, you all. Thank you, Catherine, for a beautiful question with beautiful cards to support. It looks like we have 12 minutes until the hour, you all. And if I'm not mistaken, it looks like we have another caller who is standing by. Are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Maddie. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right,
wow.
Maddie,
you know what? Yeah, something must be going on with the Blog Talk because I called on my own phone and I was listening and I was never buzzed in, and I said, let me grab my cell phone. Maybe that will work. So anyway, here I am.
Here you are.
You.
How can I help?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I want to know what's going on with my friend, associate. She's not really a close friend. She's just an associate. Would you like to know her name?
Yes.
She goes by Bon.
Bon? Okay. And what is your question?
It's really LaVon. What's wrong with her? I mean, what's going on with her?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is pull some cards to see if they will share with us what's going on around her. I hesitate to use the phrase "what's wrong with her," but the card can give you insight on what's going on around her.
Exactly. I apologize for that.
Let's take a look. Okay. Okay. All right, so what's coming through for her, Maddie, is there's a few things going on, actually. One of them is, well, I'm seeing some choices, some decision. Let's see. There's definitely some decision-making to be had, and when I say decision-making, I'm also getting the word choices. And so those aren't totally jiving for me together, but it looks like she's struggling with some decision-making. And it looks like she's struggling with, it's tough to say because we're so removed, or I'm so removed from her, but we're looking at there's either restrictions, like restraint. There's a known. It could be, let's see. I don't want to use the word weakness, but we're struggling with something. We're struggling with something inherent. That's what it is. Definitely. There's a little bit of inner conflict that's going on, and it might be manifesting physically. The good news is that there's opportunity and reconciliation is going to happen. So whatever's going on for her, I'm getting it, Bond is a female. Is that right?
Yes, she's a female. Yes.
Okay. So I'm getting for her that it's kind of a bump. It's like a low dip for her that's going on right now. And what I get for her is that she's going within and waiting for things to fall into place so she can take action. And when that's happening, it's like she's pulling inward, might be the best way to say it. And I can't quite see, maybe being a little defensive, maybe being a little protective. I'm seeing for her that she's got intentions and goals of what she wants to happen as far as outcome, but maybe she's feeling like she's in a corner at this point. And so when we're in a corner, we just get more protective and defensive for ourselves. I can't see much more than that for her, but I definitely see potential, and she sees the way out and she sees light at the end of the tunnel. She's just working through things her own way. And that's tough when other people can't be involved.
Okay. Because the reason I was a little concerned, she and I had a conversation tonight, and she said that I had helped her with enlightenment. She was in a dark place, and I helped her show her more about the spiritual side of life. And she said that she really appreciated that. So, she gave me a gift card, which was I thought was sweet, and I thanked her for that. And we were talking about the gym, and she was saying, Oh, you going to the gym? I say, no, I don't want to go to the gym four or five times a day. Oh, no, you got to go because if you want to tone your body. And I thought, and I was a little confused with that. You know, what is that? Why is she, it's like control? That's not who I am. It's like do your thing with your body. Do your thing with your body and don't worry about my body. I mean, if I want to go to the gym, I go. If I don't, I mean, I don't like to be told what to do. You know, when you're grown, you know, what woman. And so that's why I was a little concerned. Like, what is that all about? I don't get it.
No, thank you for sharing that. What I'm getting for her is she is, and thank you for sharing insight on maybe a little bit of a dark energy, because we did pull a card, the devil, which can refer to a negativity or negative energy. But she gets to work through this, and she's working through it on her own. So that's really interesting. You know, in her own way, it does seem like she's pushing things outward, referring to you and not referring to herself or you two as an S. But, Maddie, we don't have much more time, but I will say she is working through it. However it is, it just seems like what I'm getting for her is things need to fall into place so she can relieve herself of that stress and join the game again, so to speak. So she is working through it, but she's kind of going at it on her own time at her own pace.
Yes, because I actually told her once, I said, she has a lot of hurt. I said, you have a lot of hurt. You have a lot of anger and rage inside of you. And you actually need some healing. And she agreed. And she agreed, yes.
She's open to that. And that's beautiful. And I love and thank you for being so concerned and calling in on her behalf. I really appreciate you doing that. And that love and energy is going to head right her way. So thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me some enlightenment on it, because I was really, and I thought, is it jealousy? I went over and over in my mind with different things, you know. Yes.
Beautiful. But thank you for being a friend. And thank you.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh.
Take care, Maddie.
I will. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my loves. It is 5 minutes till the hour, so we are going to wind up this time. And I want to move ahead and keep to my commitments and share with you our card of the week. Taking a step back, our card of the day, like my page at ihearTarot.com or ihearTarot on Facebook, and you can get the insight, you can get a daily reading, you get to see me in the flesh on video showing you and expressing our card of the day. And so you can even respond with questions or comments. I love and welcome and encourage your feedback. Quickly winding down, we've got 4 minutes till the hour. Card of the day is the Sun of Pentacles or the Knight of Pentacles, and this is using our Wild Unknown deck. This is a beautiful deck, beautiful imagery. You can see this on our Facebook page. Quickly, a description from the book is, you've been a person on earth every day since you were born. You've experienced all the emotions and situations these cards depict. Quiet the naysayer. Don't let him prevent you from sitting down with a friend or yourself and using these cards to help talk about what's going on in your life. Card of the day using our Wild Unknown Tarot deck is the Sun of Pentacles, also known as the Knight of Pentacles. This card is talking about mastering ourselves, our well-being. We're not wasting time. We're working towards a direction. We've got a path, and if we don't have one laid out in front of us, guess what? We're making it. We're not avoiding conflicts. We're here to stand, make a point, and move ahead, move through. We're not interested in carrying baggage. And you know what? This card is also indicating if you can't change them, you can accept them. Again, we're not taking any prisoners. This isn't about that. Moving ahead for our card of the week, our beautiful card of the week, using our Angel Tarot. Follow us at New Age Guild on Facebook and I Hear Tarot. And our card of the day is the Ace of Water. Beautiful card you can see online. This card is indicating falling in love or the resurgence of a relationship. Spiritual growth, and enhanced intuition, or a new home. So take a peek on our Facebook page to get the image of that card. And before we sign off with 2 minutes to go, we're going to listen and hear from our postcard from Spirit, which reads, "Dearest you, we're a chatty bunch over here, always talking about how to support you in your life's journey. We communicate to you through the language of oracles, dreams, signs, metaphors, and omens. In your life on earth, however, clarity in your communication is essential to being understood. You don't speak in symbols, and if you did, you would definitely confuse things. Right now, you're facing a situation in which you're being asked to have integrity, be clear, and learn how to ask for your needs to be met. The first step is to admit out loud that you have needs. The second is to ask out loud for them to be met. And the third is to allow the other person, organization, or even us to answer. When you follow these steps, you can most definitely expect an answer. In your favor? Affirmative, we say. Loving you so very much." We have about 30 seconds to the conclusion of the show. It is our sixth show, I Hear Tarot Online Radio. I could not do it without you all. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Angela, for calling in, supporting the show, being your open, vulnerable, compassionate, loving, authentic selves. Thank you for supporting me in my journey and learning and communicating, being open and vulnerable myself. Thank you guys for moving ahead with me as I start to wind myself and talk fast and then slow myself down so I can be with you. Thank you guys for being there and supporting and sending love and light to those, again, that are suffering in Northern California with these fires that were unexpected, and for those that are preparing in the wake of Hurricane Nate. My love goes to you all. Take care.